items from the floor.
You guys are very efficient. I thought you'd probably be 10:30 before you'd get the things. Alan Repke, Inform TV. A couple things. I would like the county to work with me. I'll soon have my own channel on Selective TV, and I would like to start broadcasting the monthly county meeting here, and as well have it on my website so property owners, cabin owners around the state can see what is going on in county government in this area. And so I guess at the very minimum, I would need some access to the microphone system. I came and taped a little bit here before, and I had issues with sound, and but I think I can quite easily overcome that. And so because I want your point of view to be very clear. I mean, that, and I just want to see that citizens of Douglas County have access to their government and what's going on. The other thing, obviously, like I said, I thought you guys would not be so efficient. And so I'm here, I thought would be way early, but I'm actually late, and I apologize for that. Is the fact of labor negotiations, I saw that in the minute packet that I get from the county coordinator. What are you going to do with negotiations? Who are you negotiating with? And, you know, well, yes, but the citizens of Douglas County and me as a press person have the right to know what's going on. Because, see, if you look at informtv.com, you can see when I covered you guys last time, you talked about that labor negotiations was basically taking care for, what, a two-year contract, wasn't it, you mentioned, Jerry? And now all of a sudden I see in my press packet that we're back to labor negotiations, and I think the people of Douglas County have a right to know what's going on.
Michelle?
Sure.
We have a new labor union represented by the Teamsters, and they approached us. They were certified by the state of Minnesota, so now we're obligated to negotiate a new contract. I would prefer not to be on film.
Okay, I'll get the tape then.
Yeah.
Because you are taping this, right? You are taping this? Okay.
Yeah, just audio.
Okay.
And we're obligated to sit down with them and negotiate a contract. That's what that's about.
Okay, what group is, because obviously Teamster is not a new issue to Douglas County or the citizens of Douglas County. So what Teamster group are you talking with?
Teamsters 320.
Which represents what group?
They represent the sheriff's office. They have three groups in the sheriff's office, and now they will be representing the license bureau.
Okay, that's the other reason why I was here today. What goes on with the license bureau? For example, my own personal case, my old Ford pickup, reliable, 255,000 trouble-free miles. I tried to get tabs in March. I actually went there five different times as I walked from my studio and the Voltus building here in town to get mail, and there was always a long line out in the hall. And I was wondering, as well as some of the people that stood in line with me, has there been a slowdown in work progress with the License Bureau people to influence this? Because there's been, I don't know if you guys are aware, but there's been, I guess each time I was there, at least a dozen people in five different occasions, and I finally decided, well, I guess I'm going to have to bite the bullet and stand in line. And which brings up, Bill, does county government around the state, as well as here in Douglas County, are you prevented to do what the post office does, the bank tellers do, when there's a lineup? Can't you pull staff from another department to clean up the issue? Why do we have lines?
I guess I can't answer the question, why do we have lines, but can we pull people from other departments to work in their knowledge?
And is that because of state law or because negotiating process strictly in Douglas County?
Those are state rules.
So we have people that are supposed to be public servants, but they have the power to deny county governments in the state of Minnesota to have what is common in every industry in this state when there is a backlog. We as county taxpayers can't ask our administrator, in this case in Douglas County, to bring somebody from another department, say at the noon hour when there's a big rush or something like that. You cannot do it, what you're telling us?
See, now you're kind of spinning.
No, I'm not. I'm saying what actual citizens are facing and what business is doing. Now, I've looked also at county pay scales, which appear to be about double what our the average county worker here, when you divide the total hours by total wages, there's about $25.50, if I remember right. I also will yield a little bit to the License Bureau people. Obviously, they have great responsibility there. They have to work on a county level as well as state level, and they're actually underpaid compared to similar people in county government. So I guess I can see where they have their beef, and I'm certainly not opposed to people getting good wages. But the issues are the issues, and so that's part of the reason I want to start broadcasting monthly meetings. And as a true old-style press person, are trying to figure out how we've devolved to the point where what every business naturally does to serve their customers, we have state laws, you're telling us, that state government can adjust to over surges in requests for services? Is that what we're hearing here today? What are we hearing then, Bill?
What you're hearing is there are certain things that outside staff people can and cannot do. Now, whether or not that would help the situation.
Based on statute, Bill? State statute.
On state. I don't know that a statute, but a state rule.
And who would have put those rules in place?
The License Bureau from the state of Minnesota.
So the License Bureau of
the Department of Revenue, Shire, or is that?
DNR, I know, is involved with, like, being a fish license.
Right. The name of the individual, would you like to call?
I certainly would, because everybody in line or when I talked to were all quite upset members of county commissioners. In fact, you should probably go down there over the next week, or maybe you're going to solve the problem with the closed session today, and I salute you if you can. And these ladies need one more employee. I'm not trying to take sides here. I'm clearly saying that through personal experience and as a businessman for a lifetime and dealing with a lot of business services, we have a problem here in Douglas County. I'm looking out for my statewide audience as well, who have cabins here, farmland here, and stop in to maybe get a simple fishing license or whatever and have to wait behind 12 people, and so that's where I'm coming from.
Chairman, Mr. Remke, I think maybe you were in there on the a day that was an exceptional day. I've been in there when there's been just people standing at the counter, nobody in the hallway.
Paul, in the past, that was the way I did it. When I came to a town here in about 2008, but this is in the month of March. My pickup had its license tabs due, and I went there, and I kept track of it five different times. And the fifth time was probably the average, and I think there was 12 people in line with me, out in the hall, plus they were full inside with people waiting.
For the past 5 or 6 years, I've had both. Sometimes you just have to wait.
Well, Mr. Chair, the month of March, all your agriculture, farm trucks come up for renewal. Fishing license, boat licenses coming up. I was there 2 weeks ago. I walked right in, had no problem. And if you go there the first 10 days of the month, it's going to be big, because the fact is that some people who need their license go renew, they're supposed to be renewed in March or in February, got that 6-day
grace period.
And grace period, and they are going to be there the last day to pick up their tabs. That's where the probably the backup ship is coming from. Yeah. I've been to the one in Sox Center. I had to wait there. I've had to wait here, but not that long. So,
Well, Norm, I wouldn't argue with your position, but shouldn't it be sound state policy as well as Douglas County policy when these surges are probably predictable that we have the ability, or our county coordinator, administrator has the ability to pull somebody from another department? We have a lot of employees in Douglas County. I've looked at their wages. I looked at their hours. And certainly as we should be able to call for additional people, I would think.
Well, Mr. Chair, okay. In addition to that, there's so much equipment in there, just so much. Are we going to buy a lot more equipment to just take care of these, you know, surges? If you go on the line in the cities, which I have done and a lot of people have, they are waiting blocks sometimes to get these licenses. When they come up here, they usually love to go to our license bureau because they don't have to wait that long.
Well, see, as a statewide reporter with a program now going well on 200,000 households across Minnesota, I'm saying, why aren't the Douglas County group getting Bill Ingebrigtsen and our legislative delegations to see what's going on? There shouldn't be the same thing happening in the Twin Cities. Government is there to serve the people, not government employees to dictate policy of what's going on, because it clearly appears that's what's starting to happen, or maybe has been happening for quite some time, Jerry, and that's why I bring up the point. And then just one other question then. So when you're talking about closed-door negotiations today, I think the people of Douglas County have the right to do. What are you talking about? Are you talking about, even though all the rest of the employees in Douglas County already have a 2-year contract you referred to the last time I hear, are these people been working without a contract to this point in time? And are you talking about wage rates today, or what are you talking about?
This is a new union, and they were not, so we have to just talk about their labor negotiations and get signed. And they have been non-union. They've never been unionized there. So up to this point, they're working on the same wages that they had last year, because of this negotiation.
And their present wages, if I remember right, is about $18 an hour. Is that right? And that's quite a bit below the average county worker in Douglas County. And with that, from a standpoint, how big is this union now? You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people here. Will all 6 of you meet with that union, which I believe is 6 people, right?
We have a union negotiator. We don't meet as a board with face to face with every union.
Okay.
Shallow and a person that we hire do the negotiations.
But it is true though that a negotiator and county board time will be taken up for 6 people to negotiate a contract, right?
You got it.
Okay.
It's expensive.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at, Bill. It appears we've become incredibly inefficient in government from a standpoint of labor negotiations. I would think that we should have a period of negotiations. I wonder with people that I work with why they don't negotiate better salaries for themselves. Executives, business is truly doing that, and our county employees, our teachers, that type of thing are doing it. But I just want to understand the process, because I have a guest coming in that has great experience with county government to talk about some of the issues, and this is the one that I want to bring up. And Is it possible for me as a member of press to get minutes or what was discussed at that meeting? I think we do not have the right. I think it's probably proper to yield to a labor group for private negotiations. But when we're talking government policy here, I think it's incredibly bad policy either by Douglas County or state to say that the public is not entitled to a minute of what goes on at those meetings. But we can't, Bill. Is that what you're telling us?
Well, Mr. Rupke, one thing I'd like to know, I think you're asking to sit in on a closed session.
No, I'm asking to see minutes of what goes on.
Absolutely a no, because the state has given us the authority to, in other words, any personnel issues, we have to go through closed session. But the results of that closed session will be at our next meeting.
And so next meeting, we will have the results of this closed session. That's what I'm saying. We're not. So see, that's what I'm saying, Paul. We should have access to see what goes on from a standpoint of at least a direction or what was discussed at these meetings.
Yeah. But you have to go to the state for that. They set the rules, you know.
But don't we have state representatives to
talk to them.
But shouldn't you be bringing it up as the leaders of our county when a citizen as well as a press person comes to you and say there's a true issue? That's what I'm getting at. But
this is the law. We're supposed to go into a closed session, discuss the labor negotiations, tape it, come out of session. If they do take action, that's done at an open meeting. Let's say they agree on a 1% increase or, you know, whatever. They have to do that in open session. But the tape that I make,
okay,
in that closed session, nobody can listen to for 2 years. In 2 years from now, if you want to come back, you know, 2 years to this date.
Wonderful. Okay.
Need to listen, you know.
So you have, that's very informative, Bill. So you have tape, or the counties around the state have tapes of the union negotiation we can actually listen to?
I'm not going to vouch for other counties.
But we can do it from Douglas County. I would request a copy of the last 2 years, or two negotiation sessions of tapes that you have then.
If I'm here in 2 years...
No. I'm asking for the ones you already have on file. That's what I'm asking for.
So you would want...
They're 2 years old?
Any tape, yeah, they're 2 years old.
Okay, I would like the tapes of 2 years old of labor negotiations that you have. I would appreciate that as soon as possible, Bill. And with that, I guess I thank you for your time and the opportunity to bring my points up, as well as what I've heard from county residents. Oh, the other action, though, I would ask that you would allow me to do taping here of the meetings. People have said, hey, that's the best idea you've ever had, Repke, on a local basis anyway. They would like to see it, so build the coordinate sound or whatever.
Yeah, we need to work this out. I think you'd be able to tape from the corner. You're not going to be able to sit up.
Of course, I fully understand that, but maybe right over here or at some point in time, hang a camera. I want to present you and the group as fairly as possible. That's what I'm saying. That was a test, and the sound was an issue. I had previously did some similar type deal, Bill, and the sound was very good. I apologize to you guys, but I think I got my point across and started the process.
You take to the Alexander City Council?
I don't have to. The City Council takes care of that for me.
Well, that's what I was going to suggest.
Maybe we should do our own taping and provide Mr. Rodtree a tape.
Repke. Yeah, I'm not opposed to that either, guys. I'm just saying that I've had a request from people to, and when I have a channel now that I can air it, and I've got a pretty strong server that anybody around the state that has property in Douglas County could easily get a listen to the meeting, and so that's what I'm coming with. Bill, if you have a better idea and want to spend some taxpayer dollars to put a good camera system, a better camera system than the city, and better sound system than the city, I would be all in favor of that. I have no problem with that as long as I have access to the tape.
If it's for a public purpose, there's nothing wrong with spending the dollars. You know, you make that.
I understand.
Asking for it, all right?
Yes.
So let me have a discussion.
I'm just asking for good quality. fair to everybody.
We'll see if we can set something up in the back. Stevens County just did it. I've been talking to those folks, how they set their system up, and we'll certainly take a look at it, Alan. But I think we would have a difficult time to have you plug into our system and start to fool with that. I'd have to get our IT people in here, blah, blah, blah.
And
if I could sit down and have a discussion with the board regarding,
and we can do that. Maybe get some information on taping equipment and the cost.
And there's two other issues that Bill you just brought up. Could you check with the county attorney for me to see if you have the authority to do what you just asked, that I won't talk on camera, so I left my camera off? I don't think you have that authority. The other authority is I looked at county wages and stuff in a right to show county residents what wages are, and I had to pay for that, yet I got the same information from Otter Tail County, and they were very cooperative, sent me as good or better disclosure of what their citizens were getting, because I cover that area as well, and with no cost. So is it with the county attorney look, is it proper to charge me as a press person for information?
Well, are you a press person?
Well, if I'm in over 200,000 households, wouldn't that qualify me? I cover a much bigger area than the Echo Press or Paradise Broadcasting here. I'm press. There's no question about that.
Are you going to present? Now, do you have an idea that you're going to just simply information from the meeting, or are you going to be editorializing it?
Well, that's my right as a press person when to do whatever I want. That's why the forefathers, Paul, gave me freedom of the press, and that's something that's desperately lacking in this society. So I will present the meetings as they are, and from time to time I may do some commentary. There's no question about that, Paul.
We don't have an opportunity then to come back. If it's something we disagree with, we don't have the opportunity to come back with yours.
If you would go back and read the article, front page article in the Echo Press, I had said in there that I would record it and I would give opportunity for the board members to comment on the meeting, as well as some select citizens that came to a meeting. Obviously, provided they talk civil, they don't swear at Paul or me or whatever else. And so, yes. Open it. Thank you for your time, gentlemen. Members, Bev, members of the council, sorry, our commission. Thank you.
Okay. Closed session.
Did you have a thing? I did, but I'm not going to bring it up now.
After we come back, and
this will take 10 minutes.
Yeah. And
we'll hear outside.
It's not that big a deal. Just a couple of questions.
Yeah.
I can do it next session, too.
Good.
Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. Do you want to use this tape?
Yeah, I'll use that.
Okay. Do you want me?